Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, if you want to fight COVID, there's one way to do it. With pork.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fauci said it.
Yeah.
Some good pork will fix COVID.
That's, well, listen, this is why Hormel Foods has been on the case ever since. Everyone's looking for a vaccine, but Hormel said, before the vaccine, you need a breath mask, a face mask that will have your breath and your face and everything around it smell like bacon. Yes, it's a bacon-smelling face mask, yes.
I don't know if I want that, because I'm going to be hungry, and then I'm going to want to stop at, like, Wendy's and get the triple baconator.
Ooh, solid.
Two of them.
Good point.
Steve, this is a revolutionary face mask featuring the latest in pork-scented technology.
They did not refer to it as a revolutionary.
They said, quote, revolutionary face mask featuring the latest in pork-scented technology.
Remember when they did that pork flavored chapstick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was too much.
It was.
Oh, or it was too much for you?
Yeah. Or the bacon vodka.
That wasn't too much.
That wasn't too much.
Bacon jelly beans.
The bacon A's. The bacon flavored mayonnaise.
I did like that, actually. I did like that.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't too bad.
Thank you, Forrest. Bacon flavored mayonnaise. You want a chance to win one of these bacon-scented face masks? Just go to breathablebacon.com. Of course you can.
Wow. See, yeah. I like my mind because I'll chew gum. So whenever I put the mask on, it's like I just smell the gum.
That's a good call.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to do it.
A lot of us have found out how bad our breath is, though, because of these face masks.
Yes,
especially when you burp.
Oh, yeah. Like anything garlicky.
I'd remove the mask if I'm going to belch.
Sometimes it just happens.
Oh, really? You're going to get a chance to give me COVID just so you can burp?
Yes.
Now, you keep that in, brother.
Sometimes I do forget having it on, and I do the dumbest things. Like, I was trying to, like, pick up the poop outside, and I had a mask on, and I grabbed the bag, and you have to, like, you know, sometimes you have to lick your finger so you can, like, open up, like, a sticky bag. You know,
I've got a tip for you.
Actually, it wasn't poop. It was I was at the grocery store getting corn. It was like, but I used those bags as poop bags, so I kind of got my mind's a little twisted.
Okay. Well, sorry. You were getting corn, so yes. That makes sense.
Well, so I'm at this Tama Boys, and I try to lick my finger, but my mask was on, so I just licked my mask. I'm so stupid.
I like it.
You've never done that, BJ?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I wear those face shields, though.
Oh, that's right.
Sometimes, and you forget you have those on, and I don't
have... How do you forget you have that on?
Dude, it becomes so invisible, you don't think you have...
Really?
Because it's like, mine's like a pair of glasses. You put it on your face like a pair of glasses,
right.
So you forget you have sunglasses on, right?
No.
Actually, I don't.
You never forget that you have sunglasses on? Like, go, oh, I keep feeling them on my face the entire time?
Well, I have glasses on all the time, and mine turn into sunglasses, so...
That's what I mean. So if you're used to wearing glasses
But I don't wear glasses a ton. So when I have sunglasses on, I know I'm wearing sunglasses.
And you can feel it? Like, it irritates you?
I didn't say it irritates me, but I can feel it, yeah.
Well, my point being is you get used to it. So what happens is that the face shield itself... How do you shake your head no, Danny? I'm telling you what happens, because what happens is...
Well, I'm just saying that's never happened for me. I wear glasses almost like every day, and I always know that I have them on.
It's not what I'm saying. My point being is that you forget that you can see, so that the shield is the same way. The glasses don't remind me of anything that's unusual, and then the shield is something I see through, so you forget you have the shield on, and I've put food in my face, I've spilt water in my face, because I just take a drink like normal, because there's nothing on my face to make me think that I don't. Like I can't do this.
Interesting.
So licking my fingers and my mask is not so weird after all.
Exactly. That was my point.
That must be a comfortable face mask then. If you don't even like realize that you have it.
Well,
on.
Because it's like putting on a pair of glasses.
Fair
whereas
enough.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, for me, putting on a pair of glasses isn't so uncomfortable. I go, oh, I always know I have these on. And the shield is so see-through that I forget that I have it on because I can look right through it and it doesn't seem to be a problem. To the point where I have looked like an idiot on the plane where I've taken my drink and spilled it all over the shield.
Well, just wearing what you're wearing already makes you look like an idiot, so don't worry about it.
You know, we used to say that about people that wore face masks at the airport way back in the day.
I still think we all look like idiots. I'm not saying all of a sudden we all look cool.
Oh, no, I look cool.
We all look like idiots.
I look like Buzz Lightyear. I don't care what you say.
You look like a welder that forgot your welding tools.
True.
Buzz Lightyear.
Okay. Or Buzz Lightyear, yeah. If that makes you feel better.
Okay.
What?
All right, don't make me bring a torch so I don't look like a welder.
What scented mask would you want, though? Like, what's a scent that you would want in your mask and walk around? Because I don't want bacon because it's going to make me hungry.
Okay.
My wife's using like this candle that has like an apple harvest candle scent in our house, and I really like that. So I kind of want to go, I'm leaning towards that.
I like that a lot.
But I want an apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Yeah. Oh,
good call.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, any kind of apple, like an apple collar.
Damn it, is there any scent that's not going to make us think about food?
No. Ass.
Cotton.
Ass.
Linen.
You want an ass mask?
Yeah, he does.
Just hang out with Rev.
Hey, yeah, come on right on in here.
Cotton.
Yeah, like fresh linen.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather cotton candy.
But then you're going to be hungry for cotton candy.
See, yeah, that's the problem, true. Is that Steve doesn't want food, but he really does.
But he does.
And I won't lick my mask as often as you.
That's true.
You.
Steve's a mask licker.
I can just imagine
Steve. Not a window licker. I'm a mask licker.
He's a mask licker. Yeah. Okay. I wish I'd ever said it. Well, we got to tell you about this pastor. He got arrested on a flight. You know why? All because he had a bad reaction to a sleep aid. Oh, this is going to be good. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the mix report for you at 6-7.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is The Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report, and happy National Bosses Day.
Oh!
Today's the day to show some love for your boss in any way that you'd like.
Oh, that didn't sound right. No, we can't. I watched the video.
Whoa.
We can't do that anymore.
Okay, it's also National Unrelated Wear Pink Day.
Yeah.
I mean, now since we're all wearing pink, so I'm making it Wear Pink Day.
Yeah.
Why are we wearing pink, Vicky?
Because Sarah and I are going to be doing the breast cancer rally tomorrow. It's going to be a drive-by rally. It's going to be so much fun. We've been raising money, and we're almost to our goal.
And nice. Where can people donate?
KISW.com.
Boom.
Boom!
Now I know why we're wearing pink.
Yes.
Except for the ref.
Well, of course, it is breast cancer
awareness.
Hey,
I'm wearing pink. There, look at that. Two fingers for you. I got gloves. Yeah, my wife had some gloves, so I was able to get something.
Rev's wearing pink gloves.
I feel like we all had a lot of notice to be able to get something pink, and Rev just phoned it in again.
Even I have something pink on. Yeah, really? And usually I'd wear something red and just pretend that it was pink.
I am wearing something pink. These gloves are pink.
That's okay. Fair.
It's still phoned in.
All right. Well, let's talk about this pastor. He was on a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit, and he ended up getting arrested. The reason being, this poor woman who was sitting next to him, she woke up and noticed that, well, he decided not to go to the bathroom when he needed to go number one. Instead, started doing it on her.
No, he did not.
Whoa. He did not realize he was doing it, saying that he was having a bad reaction to sleep aid.
Really?
Which we questioned, because if you look on his phone, he was listening to R. Kelly at the time.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's the woman talking about what she was thinking when she opened up her eyes and noticed Pastor Pease a lot next to her.
It started to get warm on this side of me. I jump up and I seen his private area out, so I screamed and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me. There was like a puddle of pee in the seat. He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. Since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame her. That is, I mean, and so he literally was intentionally doing it as far, he says he wasn't, but he had his unit out and he was pointing it at her seat and everything. It wasn't like he went through his pants.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Oh, so I didn't know.
Dude, it could have been an Ambien story. As much as we want to be like, likely story, you don't remember doing it, but you hear these crazy stories of people on sleep aids.
Yeah.
They don't remember what they're doing. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to get in trouble. He still deserves to get in trouble. Because, I mean, you know, he just urinated on a woman. That's not fun.
I think if that's the case, then whatever brand of sleep aid it is, they got to stop giving it to people. Because that's just crazy.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be on a plane because I take a lot of planes. I don't need that.
How about the poor woman had to sit in her wet clothes for a few hours before the plane landed?
Come on. They didn't, like, have a plane shirt they could give her?
Or, like, plane pants?
Yeah, plain something.
Plain pants.
Like, here's some Alaskan Air pants.
Yeah, you know, someone's got to have a spare uniform somewhere, right?
You're talking about planes. A big scare yesterday in the Puyallup area. And actually, I was where this happened having lunch. Like, it happened afterwards. There was a plane that crashed or had, like, a weird landing in the Target parking lot over in Puyallup at the strip mall that has, like, also Trapper Sushi, which is where I was having lunch with my buddies Jay and Munson.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, we finished having lunch. I head home, and then I get a text from Jay, and he's like, dude, did you hear what happened in the parking lot right by where we were eating? A plane went down. And it was a small plane. Had to go into the parking lot. The 53-year-old male pilot, he was flying alone, and he was taken to the hospital for minor injury, so looks like he's going to be okay. And it looks like the plane lost power shortly after taking off at the Pierce County Airport.
Oh, man, dude. So that guy, I mean, he's lucky he's alive then. He was able to land it.
Yes.
Wow.
And he landed on top of a Volkswagen, which is very odd.
Well, apparently they're really good to land on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And I don't know if there's like a Target joke there somewhere, but probably not, huh?
Oh, yeah, you probably don't. Well, I mean, he's okay from what I understand.
Thankfully, he's okay.
So you can joke about somebody if nobody got hurt, yeah.
That is insane, though.
Dude, imagine the fear. You're up there, you're in your plane, and then you have no power. Like, what can you do about that?
Just hope for the best, I guess. I don't know, dude. That's why I'm not flying planes.
Yeah, but this guy obviously knows his stuff because he was able to figure it out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So props to him.
This weekend, Seahawks are not playing.
What?
So enjoy yourself a nice little...
Hey, we're undefeated.
Yes, we will continue to be undefeated after this weekend, which is very good news.
As far as
weather, 64 degrees. We got some rain today. Yeah. That's the mix report, and that's what's up.
Nice job, buddy.
That's right. Go to KSW.com and donate to Vicky and Sarah's campaign.
Yeah, exactly, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, of course, so you know what, we're wearing pink, and you know, as you see people do.
Yes.
And it's a good cause. Plus, you get to see Vicky and Sarah go out there, and Sarah's making a slightly inappropriate sign.
What do you mean?
I saw it downstairs.
Is it like, it's like a basket that says throw it in, like it's a pink basket that says throw one in the pink or something?
Throw one in the pink. Wow. I'm glad that if I need an inappropriate sign made up, I can get one from you.
Oh, I have all the ideas.
Yeah, it's something about boobs. It's, you know, that's all.
Sarah,
you know,
come in here. I want to know about this.
There it is. Vicky's showing it to you right now.
That's not inappropriate. That seems fine. It's just a sign that says save the boob.
I said slightly inappropriate. Some people might get mad at that, but I think it's cute.
Boobies.
Okay. Well,
so where are you guys going to be while you're doing this?
So we're driving from Northgate Mall to the Everett Mall. And that's what the rally's going to be. And we told everybody on our podcast, if you guys donate, we're going to write your name on the car that we're driving. So we're going to be decorating the car up in pink. We're going to have stuffed animals. Like,
please tell me you're driving BJ's car and doing this.
I actually thought about it, to be honest, because he's out of town. And he has a big car.
Yeah, he does.
But I was like, oh, if I leave any pink on his car, he's going to know. Yeah. It's not going to be good. But I'm testing out the markers on my car because I got the chalk markers, and I thought you could actually draw on the body of the car. So I don't know if you're actually supposed to, because it says windows and mirrors and glass.
Yeah.
So I did a little test run on my car last night, because I want to draw on the body of the car.
Oh, right.
This is going to be my dad's car.
Oh, yeah. No. Why don't you guys just get, like, piece of paper and sticker, like, sticky stuff, and just, like, stick little...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I made signs, but they're very cautious about in case... like something falls off your car littering and whatnot. Because I want to get balloons and do the full
they
the
recommend
full
deal, us not do but, that.
Yeah. And save the boobs. That sign is fine, Dad. That's like a slogan for it, you know? It could be
are you having
worse.
All the balloons and like paired off so they look like boobs?
I should. Oh, and we should draw on them.
Yeah.
No, don't listen to Steve.
That would be
these are
amazing.
Ideas. This is what gets attention.
These are ideas, yes.
It gets attention, man.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a harmless thing. Well, you worry about the kids because there's two balloons tied together.
I'm worried about the children.
Okay,
I'm glad you brought it up. As you know, we always got to worry about the children.
I feel like we'd get a lot more friends if we did that.
Yeah.
Everyone
well, be don't draw on my car. Whatever you want to do is fine, but just don't do it on my car.
Well, I tested my car out, so I'm going to try to take whatever I drew on my car last night off later today and see if it
I'm a little worried about that. I don't know.
Yeah, Vicky, pro tip. Yeah. Do not trust this.
It doesn't come off, so we'll see. I'll let you guys
What did you write on your car?
I just drew a heart. Just drew a little heart because if it's going to be there forever,
okay, I was gonna say.
At least it's not something too crazy.
Right. Our new neighbors will not think we are, trash as it is. That'll be great.
It's too late for that.
Yeah.
So what time can people be on the lookout for the boobmobile?
Yes!
9 o'clock is when we're arriving to the Northgate Mall. We're leaving at 9:15.
If you call it the boobmobile, I have to think that is a good idea.
Yeah, save the boobs.
Boob girls.
Whoa. Oh, so I'm the inappropriate one.
Boob girls. Boob girls.
For charity.
Boob girls.
Save the boobs.
Boob girls.
Throw it in the pink.
Boob girls.
What?
Jesus.
Boob girls.
Okay, no, we're done. We can't have nice things.
Boob girls. So I'm making a new sign today, Steve.
No, you're not.
Just for you.
The boob girls. Text the boob girls. 9 a.m. at the Northgate Mall.
Yes.
Don't put anything in the pink at all, please. Okay?
Throw it in the pink.
No, don't say that. Don't encourage Stevie's in there.
So it says, have you tried dry erase markers? That should work.
Ooh, I have some.
Okay.
Oh, dry erase markers on the car.
That will work.
All right. Well, you got to get white.
I feel like this is just a recipe for disaster on your car.
I feel like
on her dad's car.
Just use spray paint.
Yeah. Have you tried spray paint?
Just go all in if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Your dad's car's white too. So
just airbrush it. Airbrush it.
It's not like my foster brother hasn't destroyed the inside. Might as well destroy the outside.
Yeah, it's for a good cause too.
It's for a good cause.
Hey, BJ, going back to the whole thing about the guy that went number one on the woman because he took sleep aid pills on a plane.
Yeah.
One text says, my wife took Ambien once. We had a passionate night. She had no idea the next day.
Whoa. Yeah, see, this is the sleep aid stuff. I'm sorry, man. That's too much. These heavy sleep aid pills? No, thank you.
No. Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, someone said, sorry, it's not going to come off the plane. Paint, only windows and mirrors with that stuff. We tried it before, and it got stuck on it for good.
All right.
From truck driver Travis.
Oh, you have a cute little heart forever.
Don't do it, Vicky.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Then the heart on my car might last forever.
Yeah. Okay, good for that. That's not like, you know.
Hey, at least I'm testing it out first before we destroyed Vicky's dad's car. Okay,
that was
at least
really
that
nice
was
of
the
you.
Smart part.
Doug from Kent has a good point. You got to get a Subaru, and then you can call it the Boobaroo.
The Boobaroo! I actually love that so much. Anyone got a Subaru we can borrow?
All right, then.
I'm sure somebody does.
I mean, my dad has an Explorer, so do with that as you will.
Hey.
That's the Boobaroo with the boob girls. Raising money for a great cause.
Great cause.
Oh, gosh.
I like this.
It should be a good time.
These are all great ideas.
Mm-hmm. None of these are going to happen, right?
I
hope so. Jeez, no.
So what's your goal for your
Well, we originally had a $1,000 goal, and we met that real quick. So we went to $2,999, and we are at $2,357.
Oh. Why didn't you go to 2069?
Well, because 999.
We're
so clever.
You're actually thinking of the radio station rather than us just being idiots.
But we will accept a $69 donation.
The 69
for sure.
Crew are more than welcome to donate at KSW.com.
Yes.
Maybe we need to take on like the men's room approach and have a certain goal.
Yeah.
And if we hit it, then one of you girls gets pie in the face.
I'm so down to get pie in the face. Ooh. Or a pie Vicky in the face.
Oh, Sarah would be violent. Somebody else pie me in the face.
I would.
Wow.
I'd smash that pie real hard in her face.
Okay, that does not sound right if you just tuned in.
Does anyone have pie? Or did they whipped cream? Or
I think we got fluff.
All right.
We got peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter's great.
Yeah, we got
peanut
butter pie. The biscotti butter.
Wait, what about the Amazon story? Don't they have like whipped cream down there?
I sure do. Mm.
Or what about that tweaker under the bridge? You can try to get like one of those whippet pans. No?
I'll go ask them. Wait, enough. People still do whippets?
Oh, yeah.
I always should ask the tweaker under the bridge. is that Anthony Kiedis? Oh, who are we talking about?
Yeah. Good old Kiedis.
Okay. This has been one of the most fantastic radio events in history right here.
All right.
Yeah,
right. I'm down to get pie in the face.
All for charity.
Yes.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think that's what we're doing, right?
Yes.
Or are we just wanting to do whippets with the tweaker under the bridge? What are we trying to do here?
I mean, it's really everything.
Okay, that's what it is.
Why right. not both?
Why not both?
Some would call it all-inclusive, BJ.
All-inclusive. Yeah, that's what it means.
It's like a cruise ship.
Yeah, just like it's the post-COVID all-inclusive whatever the hell it is we're doing for charity.
That's the spirit.
Yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for Massachusetts?
Ma.
M-A.
Yes.
Ma.
Good job, buddy.
Drink some whiskey in the car.
Yeah.
With Ma.
Ma.
That's it. Yeah. Wow, you just sound like you're right from there.
You feel like you're back home, right, BJ?
Oh, yeah. It's
homesick.
I'm sick. I'll tell you that. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Makes. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.